The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
According to the HSE, nearly 60% of Irish adults are classified as overweight or obese, and one in five children and young people as well. So how do you navigate telling your child that he or she may be overweight? Well, to talk about this, we're joined by clinical psychologist Mally Coyne. Mally, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, the question of discerning yourself that your child may be overweight. I mean, babies can be very chubby, and then they become toddlers and the chubbiness fades away and they're running around the place and you can say they're not in any way overweight or not appropriately so. So at what point do you start saying, hang on, I think my child's a bit overweight?
Well, I mean, maybe that's something that you might think of yourself, but I prefer actually really focusing on things like health and energy. And obviously, yes, as parents, I have two kids myself. You are making sure that your child is, you know, healthy on many different levels. And perhaps, you know, listening to a report like that, that may be something that you might be concerned about. But I certainly don't think that it's something that you'd go straight in and start talking to your child about. I'm just very afraid of, I suppose, the shame and the kind of blame that may crop up from something like that. So
Should you ever talk to a young child about weight? Because the red flags are there. Suddenly you have an anorexic child on your hands.
Exactly. I mean, I think, you know, it's better to focus on things like, particularly as our children are toddlers and starting to try new food and that you would talk about the foods that make us feel good and strong and healthy and energetic. And then the foods that we have as treats, which are not foods that we kind of, you know, have every day, or that we, you know, so it's kind of like very much promoting a health message as opposed to talking about something, someone, you know, or fat or obese, or, you know, that will make you fat, or, you know, using words and sentences like that, because that's not going to be helpful to your child.
Now, at a certain stage, the child becomes self-feeding, and I don't mean that they have their meals on their own. They may have the family meals, but they also know how to raid the cupboard or the fridge. So at that point, maybe some of the excess weight, if they have excess weight, is provided by the home. But the question is, should you leave the cupboard bare in order to stop your child grazing pretty much all day if you think they're a bit overweight?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's obviously, you know, the reason we have this obesity kind of issue is because there's so many, you know, that we have such access to unhealthy foods, you know, when we go into a newsagent. Like, I mean, it's hard for parents to keep their children away, even in the supermarket. And there's constant, you know, treats at every event that's really related to sugar, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, I suppose what you could do is say something like, you know, we're going to, as a family, try to really think of our health and our energy. And so we're going to get some healthier snacks into the house and let them be part of making those choices when you're in the supermarket, even looking at, not overlooking at labels or calories or things like that. I would more focus on, you know, what will give us lasting energy. And obviously there is a place for having the sugary treat, but obviously if it's not in the house, there's going to be less temptation. Yeah.
I mean, there is a touch of the do as I say, not do as I do, where you might have parents who are not particularly healthy in their eating regime, and then they're trying to tell the kid to do differently than the way they behave themselves. And that simply won't work.
No, I mean, it's the same thing as the phone, you know, like if you're asking your children to stay off their phone and you're sitting there on your phone the whole time, they're definitely picking up messages from you about weight, body image. You know, like I was anorexic as a teenager, and I know that I had a bit of extra weight on, and I think I felt ashamed about that. And I was, you know, I feel that the way, and I'm not blaming anybody for that, I think we lived in different times back then, but when there's a focus on weight and being overweight and all of that, that can literally flick a switch And then you go the other way, because you become really aware of that. So I think it's really important as parents for us not to be, you know, saying, oh, I'm trying to lose weight, I'm on this diet, I'm on that diet. We need to model a healthy relationship with food.
What sort of phrases and words do you avoid to, you know, in case you might trigger something negative in your child?
Well, something direct as you need to lose weight. Because you're implying their body is, you know, is a problem to be fixed, and that can lead to shame or secretive behaviors around food. So instead of that, you could say, let's focus on feeling strong and healthy together. Another thing is, like, you don't need seconds, you know, when they're having their meal, you've had enough. So, which undermines, I suppose, intuitive eating, which is really where we want to go with this, is, you know, feeling full, feeling, you know, good or not so good after certain meals. We really want to kind of encourage that. So what we might say instead is your tummy feeling full or is it still hungry? Because as we know, it can take us, you know, I don't know, I've heard said, is it 20 minutes before we know we're fully full or something like that? Things like that, food is bad, unhealthy, fattening, you know, using words like that. So instead, we might say it helps our bodies grow and feel great. Some foods and others are fun to enjoy sometimes. Are things like, don't eat that, you'll get fat. Let's think about what will make your body feel good right now. Or, you know, things like that. And even saying, I need to lose weight, I hate how I look. Instead of that, I'm trying to take care of my body so I can feel my best. So it's really health messaging we're trying to get across.
Some of the texts coming in, it's usually the parents who are overweight that result in the kids being overweight. And often you do see it when families are out and about. You'll see one or both parents are obese and the child is almost inevitably obese too, which tells you something that it is a family problem rather than a child problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I understand that can be the case. I do think that sometimes we do need to get some professional support around things like, if you have noticed, you know, your child gain weight quite quickly or lose weight quite quickly, you know, something very rapid, or you're concerned, like, I'm really kind of thinking about the emotional and, you know, what's going on underneath. So when we rapidly gain or lose weight, there's usually feelings of a lack of control in our lives. I've never had a child come to me, you know, when I worked in primary care, like, this child is referred because they're overweight. That was maybe one of the issues, but certainly not one that I would have focused on. So I would have, you know, done play therapy and kind of looked at, you know, emotionally how they were getting on in their worlds, and also very much keeping the parent as part of that, because it's not good enough to just bring your child somewhere, leave them there and let it be kind of their issue, because that's just not acceptable.
Now, you talk about chicken and egg. Excessive weight gain can lead to poor mental health, but conversely, poor mental health can lead to excessive weight gain.
Yeah, I mean, it is a chicken or egg situation, totally. I just think in the world that we live in, where body image is such, like, we're so sensitive to things like that, and then social media comes into play, we really, really need to just be careful about the messaging. And even for parents out there right now, to even think of, what messages did you get as a child about weight? And how do you even talk about other people? You know, do you watch TV and start kind of saying, oh, look at that fat, or look at, you know, make fun of somebody's weight? That's an immediate message that's going to, you know, transmit to your children. So it's, you know, really, really important that we talk about our bodies working best when we move regularly, eat a variety of foods, that all bodies are beautiful. Sometimes we might, you know, if your child comes to you and says that, you know, they're being bullied about their weight, or, you know, being teased, or you find that they're withdrawn, avoiding social situations, you might bring up gently, I notice you seem upset about after school today. You know, would you like to talk about it? If you feel like your child is worried about their body image, be it that they're overweight, underweight, or whatever it is, even just normal or average weight, or sometimes people feel unsure about their body, you might say, as they grow, has that been on your mind at all? So, like, these things, you know, being unsure about ourselves, are very normal parts of, you know, teenagehood as we get older. And I suppose having that open relationship without shame or judgment is of the utmost importance.
All right. Mally, thank you very much for joining us. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist, author and broadcaster. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.